Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur, where we asked a number of kashas on the Bnei Ahuva. We asked on the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech had a chakira. If a cotton does a maisa kiddushin when he's a cotton, he wants to be chal when he's a gadol if it works. Mishnah Lamelech asks, what's the din? If he does it when he's a cotton, he wants it to be chal when he's a cotton, it doesn't work. That's clear, and the Ram passings that way clearly based on the Mishnah. But what about if he does the Maisa when he's a cotton and he wants to be chal when he's a gadol? The Bnei Ahuva, Bienes and Eibishitz, asked a number of kashes. He says, Ma pitom, there's no amira and a sina for a cotton. And then we asked, all right, then what do you need miutim in the Gemara that kedushe cotton isn't kedushin? If his nesina and amira isn't nesina and amira, you don't need a pasuk for that. And we were marich a little bit, and then at the end of the shiur, we saw the Gemara in Bava Kamma on 106b that says that when it comes to kinyanim, the nesina of a cotton is not considered a nesina. So if that's true, then again, kim tzedik the kasha, the question is restored. Why then do you need a miut for kedusha cotton? Pashat that kedusha cotton doesn't work. Not only is it pashat that kedusha cotton when he's a cotton doesn't work because his nesina is not a nesina, and if he does the nesina when he's a cotton, that it should be chal when he's a gadol, it also shouldn't work. So the Bnei Ahuva attacked the Mishnah Lamelech, but we said ma lo ala Mishnah Lamelech tlunas. To start with Rashi, so Rashi also says you need a kasa pasuk that kedusha cotton doesn't work. Mishnah Lamelech was asking kedusha cotton that it should be chal when he's a gadol. Rashi's telling us you need a pasuk that kedusha cotton that's chal when he's a cotton shouldn't be chal. But if the nesina is not a nesina, then it shouldn't work. Not in the Rashi's case and not in the Mishnah Lamelech's case. Nesina is not a nesina. And we see Taka in the Gemara in Bava Kamma that his nesina is a nesina. Nesina is not a nesina. So you shouldn't need a pasuk to be mamayit kedusha cotton. On the other hand, if you do need a pasuk, so it seems from Rashi, from the Gemara, that his nesina is a good nesina. But the Gemara in Bava Kamma says that a nesina is not a good nesina. So we were going with the Mahalach of Hagon Rabbi Yerucham Varhaftik, Zechet Tzadik Livracha. It should be Lili Nishmasel. And he answers as follows, that we can be Mechalek between Nesina and Kinyan B'mamanis and Nesina and Kinyan B'kedusha Isha. That's going to be the makor of the chiluk. That's going to be the fundamental chiluk between Nesina and Kinyan B'mamanis that a cotton can't do. And therefore, like the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, when a cotton gives something to someone and then he denies it with a shavua, he's a toin tain as ganev, he doesn't have to pay kefil because the nesina of a cotton is not considered a nesina. But nesina's kedushin would be considered a nesina. And this is based on an avne miluim in his tshuvis in Simen Yud Zayin. The avne miluim writes, I like to quote, read his lashon. It's good to read the lashonos of our heroes. The avne miluim is certainly one of my heroes. So he writes, "Dile inyan truma, azlina baser kinyan iser shabo, v'afilu mandar makinyan peres kinyan aguf, me'admin rishas b'kam b'duchti dvar Torah su arusa, ocheles b'truma." Dichsiv a kohen ki yiknei nefesh, kinyan kaspo, ayin perak alfa b'dafnim zayin, u'milsa d'pshita sheini sheknuya lebal kinyan mamin, d'maisi adei lebaylein elamid rabbonon, tachas b'zayin esel. So he says, that there's something called a kinyan mamon and something called a kinyan iser. A man doesn't have a kinyan mammon in his arusa, in a girl he's married to, he betroths, he doesn't have a kinyan mamon. When she works, she gets to keep it. The fact that the husband gets her maisi yadayim is midrabanan. But if she doesn't want him to get the maisi yadayim, the Torah was extremely liberal for its times. People don't appreciate that. But a woman can say to the husband, listen, if you support me, then when I work, I'll give you my salary. But if you don't support me, then I keep my salary. I get to decide. I'm making more money than you're going to be supporting me. You're a teacher. You're making 60 grand. And I'm a lawyer. I'm making 600 grand. Ain't any zonis, v'ain't osa. Lo duvshech, v'lo uktzech. I don't need your money. We'll live happily ever after. I'll make you delicious kugel for Shabbos, kugel shulent, all the healthy foods. But I'm going to keep my money. I'm going to keep my 600 grand, and you can keep your 60 grand. It's okay. You don't have to support me. She can say that. She can also say that he wants her to support him, but he doesn't have a kinyan mamon in her. Mamon is, she belongs to herself. And that's a regular married woman in a sua. An arusiv midrabana or maisi adayim belong to her. So he has no kinyan mamon in the arusa. So how's she eating shrum if she's married to a kohen? The answer is the kinyan kesef is kinyan iser. She's usher to other men. That kinyan enables her to eat shrum, and not the kinyan mamon. As anachem mechalkim bein kinyan mamon, the kinyan kesef. The hashta. So now Rabbi Yerucham says, now that we have this Avnei Miluim in Keshena in our packet, it's all good. That from the Pasuk of Ki Yitain, that it says, by a katan, the Gabe Mamon, Ein Asina Soklum. They were talking about Kinyani Mamon. By kinyani mamon, the Torah is memayit katan. His nesina doesn't count. What about by kinyan iser? Does nesinas katan count by kinyan iser? Maybe by kinyan iser, he just does the pulas hanesina, and that's enough. Because the maisin nesinas katan causes that she should be his arusa, to aser to the rest of the world. So that's why we need a pasuk. We ask why we need a pasuk that the kinyan kedushin of a katan is not a kinyan. I is nesina is not a nesina, because you think it is a nesina, even though by mamonis, by kinyan mamon, it doesn't count. You would think that by kinyan iser it does count. So kamash malan that it's kinyan iser is not a kinyan. We learn from Eishes Ish Prat Leishes Katan, Ki Yikach Ish V'lo Katan. We saw two different Rashis. So that's why we need a limud, we need a Yalfusa, to tell you that the Kinyan Katan is not considered a Kinyan. Even though we have a Gemara in Bavakama Kufvav that it doesn't work, that's by Kinyan Mamon. What about Kinyan Isser? Kamashmal even Kinyan Isser? To buy this woman, which means making her Usser to the rest of the world, doesn't work if it's a katan. So now we can ask on Rashi, alright, we require Yalfusa that Kedusha katan doesn't count, but why do we need two psukim for? That in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we bring the Yalfusa to be memayet, that there's no Ishus lekatan from Ishus Ishprat lekatan. In Ksubis, we bring the Yalfusa, ki yikach ish velo katan. Kikach ish isha, ish velo katan. Why do you need two yalfutzes? This is a famous kashi. We had another shir on this once, if my memory serves me correctly. There are a lot of terutzim. Everybody compares the two rashis. This is what Rashi in one place brings one pasuk, Rashi in another place brings another pasuk. Why do you need two psukim to tell you that a kedusha katan is not kedushin? So Rabbi Yeruchim's answer is that Bemis, we don't see in the Gemara this drasha of kiyakach ish velo katan. We see eshes ish velo eshes katan. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Eshes ish and not a katan. But we don't find in the Gemara the other yalfusa. Rashi brings both yalfusas, but we only find in the Gemara one yalfusa, the one of eshes ish prat lo katan, but not kiyakach ish velo katan. Rashi sort of made that up kiviyachol. So therefore, it would appear that the ikri yalfusa is from eshes ish prat lo eshes katan, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says mefurish. Rashi also brings the yalfusa of kiyakach ish velo katan, kiyakach ish isha velo katan. That's kedei lelamdeinu, and we shouldn't make a mistake to say that in this yalfusa that the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin, ish asher yinaf is eshes kat eshes ish, v'lo eshes katan, it's to be memayit the din misa. If a person's bowl and eshes katan, even though his kedushin is a kedushin, but it's not such a strong kedushin. In other words, you would think if you just have the yalfusa in Sanhedrin, that yeah, there's no chi of misa when a man has bia with the wife of a katan. That's not because the katan's kedushin wasn't a kedushin. It's just it was a weaker kedushin. Their marital bond is not strong enough to necessitate a chi of misa for somebody who has bia with the wife of this katan. That's what you would say. But maybe his kedushin is taka kedushin. So therefore Rashi says, no, kiyakach ish isha. It has to be an ish. So that tells you mamish is not even a kedushin. Not only is there no chiyuv misa, as is derived from the other pasuk, eshes ish velo eshes katan, there's no chiyuv misa for niyuv if she's an eshes katan, because it doesn't count. But it means that it's not kedushin at all with the katan. Not that it's a weaker kedushin and there's no chiyuv misa. And that is derived that it's not kedushin at all from kikach ish isha ish velo katan. And don't ask me, whoa, how can you say that there's kedushin and there's no chiyuv misa? Where do you get such a havamina? We find like that in the Gemara in Kitten, 43b. Half shifcha and half bas chayrin, there's a tfisis kedushin. And nevertheless, if somebody has bia with this woman, who's a chetzia shifcha v'chetzia bas chayrin, there's no chiyuv misa. There's a tfisis kedushin, but there's no chiyuv misa. So you see a musug that there could be tfisis kedushin, and no chiyuv misa. Okay, there it's only a half a kedushin. But you would say the same thing with a katan. Beichuso, it's a weaker kedushin. So if there's no chiyuv misa. Kamash malan, it's not kedushin at all. However, l'shitas Rashi, it's muchach that he holds that it doesn't bother us by kedusha katan that the amira of a katan is seen as lav klum. In other words, Rashi needs psukim to tell us that the kedusha katan doesn't count. So it must be that Rashi holds that the amira in the scene of a katan is valid. Just the kamashwan, we have gzeiras hakasuv that the kedushin is not a valid kedushin. But not as the Bnei Ahuva wants to assert that his nesin amir is no good. Otherwise, why would you need a pasuk? And that Rashi is not makbid on the amir of a katan to say that it's no good, we find more than this in the Shita Mekubetzes in Perek HaMeidir. Page 74a brings in the name of Rashi and a Madura Kama, who writes, Dafka kesef ishtar loy mahani bakotin, aval bia gam bakotin. Kesef and shtar are not effective by a katan, but bias kona even for a katan. So anicha bia. That it works, in other words, that the Shita Mukubetsa says in the name of Rashi, that Kesef and Shtar don't work by a katan, because they're not good enough kinyanim for a katan. A katan can't make kinyani Kesef, a katan can't make kinyani Shtar, because maybe the Kesef was only memayit, because Kesef and Shtar are really more symbolic kinyanim. Because stop giving a woman nothing means nothing. Stam giving a woman money means nothing. And you give any woman money. Stam giving a woman shtar means nothing. Give any woman a shtar. So it's symbolic that if you do a kesef and shtar, you're marrying a woman. But kinyan b is a different type of kinyan. Kinyan b is mamish horos. This shows, this is a maisa that makes them a couple. Right? You only have b, one only has b with his wife. So therefore, a katan isn't memuad from that. Beseder. But what about the amira of the katan? Beseder, say his maisa b is a maisa b. But what about his amira? So the answer is that the amira of a katan by kedushin could be good, could be work. That in this context, his amira is a good amira, and therefore, his bia would be a good bia. That would be a valid kinyan kedushin, because you can't have just bia without amira. Can't have bia without amira, so it must be that his amira is a valid amira. And you know what? His nesina would also work, if not for the fact that we had a mir in the pasuk. His nesina would also work. We just have a mir in the pasuk. Sorry, can't have kinyan kesef by katan. So now that we've reached this point, we understand Lashitas Rashi, that the Mishnah Lamelech's Chakir is very good. The Mishnah Lamelech had a Chakir. If you do a Maisik Kiddushin, we do the Nesina when he's a Kadon to be Chal when he's a Gadol. Maybe it works. And they'll say the Nesina is Lav Kulam, because then why would you need a Pasik to be Memayet Kiddushay Kadon? It must be the Nesina is good. And here, maybe the Pasik isn't Memayet, the Pasik isn't excluding it, because it's being Chal when he's a Gadol. But Tosis argues with Rashi. Tosis says that the Torah is Memayit Kedushay Katan. It's not talking about Stam Kedushay Katan. It's talking about Kedushay Yeir or Kedushay Yibum. That type of Kedushah, but not a regular Kedushah. Why? Maybe for that very reason that the Bnei Ahuva said. That is Nesin and Amira. That was Tosis' Kasha. It was really bothering Tosis. Also, the Masifta and the Biurei Tosis, that's what they explain there in the Ha'ara. That Rashi was bothered by this Kasha, the Tosis was bothered by this Kasha. What do you mean that it's being Mamayit Kedushay Katan? His Nesina is Lav Klum. So it must be, Yibum, or Yeyud, the father is Miyayit Beno HaKatan. There's no Chisor in the Nesina of the Katan. But a regular Kedushay Katan, you don't need a Pasuk for. Like the Pnei Yoshua says, Lav Bar Hakna. Learned the Pnei Yoshua in the previous year. So according to Tosis, the Chakira of the Mishnah Lamelech doesn't begin. It's pashat that kedushay katan is lav klum, because his even if it's chal after it becomes a gadol, but his nesina is lav klum. His amir is lav klum. His nesina is lav klum. So it never starts. Now we can understand the Mishnah Lamelech and the Maskana. Shuv matzasi shadin zeh b'machlok eshana bin Rashi v'tosis. He says, look, in Yevamos daf lamed dalet, it's a machlokas Rashi tosis. There the Gemara talks about a metzias according to Rashi, that when two people are ketanim, a boy and a girl, he's mekadesh her, and he says the kedushin is going to be chal when they become gedolim. and she's in nida at that time when the kedushin archal. So the kedushin and the isur nida archal bavas achas. So that's pshat and Rashi. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. They can have mitzvahs where he gives her kedushin as a katan, and then the it's chal when she becomes a gedola. And she's already a nida. She's already shofas done. B'shofas mitoch yud gimel acher yud gimel. And Tosa says, no, he can't be Makadosh when he's a cotton. So now it's beautiful. It's Rashi l'shitasa and Tosa l'shitasa. Rashi holds you can have Kedushin alts cotton, that it should be chal when you're a gadol, and therefore Rashi has a mitzias where he's Makadosh when he's a cotton, that it should be chal when he's a gadol. And Tosa doesn't have such a mitzias. Tosa doesn't work. So it's l'shitasa. Earlier in the shiur, we brought the Avnei Miluim that Kedusha Ishas can kinyan iser. It's not stam kinyan kesef. You're not owning her like a regular monetary acquisition, but it's a kinyan of iser that she's also to the world. So Rabbi Yerucham says, I'd like to prove this, that the Avnei Miluim is right from a Rambam. Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Trumas Halacha Aleph, writes that Trumas is necheles lakoyanim, it's eaten to the Kohanim. Hein vavdeyam akananim uvehemtam. Them, their Eved Kenainis, their Behemoths, Vekoin Kiyikin and Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. He doesn't say anything about their wives. In Halacha Gimel, he also writes wives. Why Sharei Kinyano? So why is the Rama Mechalik two different halachas? And in Halacha Aleph, he writes that Hein Vavdeim Akananu Behemtam. And in Halacha Gimel, only gets to the wife. And the answer is because the Rambam holds there are two different types of kinyanim. Kinyan Eved Kenaini and Behema is a kinyan kesef, and kinyan ish is a kinyan iser, and therefore the Rambam split them up into two separate halachas. A raya for the Avnei Miluim. No, Rabbi Yisai, this wasn't worth $1 million this year. Baruch Hashem, saying the two parts together. Got to put the two parts together. I also want to note that this the Shita Mukubatsis in Perakam Major that I quoted, that by a cotton it doesn't work to do Kinyan Kesef and Shtar, but be a yes. So, you know, the whole Chiddush is not Talui in that. Rashi brought in the Shita, but I didn't find it. I did a search in the Otzer HaChochma, and the only source that came up was here. So I looked in the Shita, I didn't find it, but I assume Yerucham in his Shita had said it, so. We'll go with that. Aquapanim, we'd like to continue learning this, his Torah, Rav Yerucham's Torah, and these beautiful, beautiful inyanim. So, mamish meir einayim. It's a big schus. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.